This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Thursday, September 19th to you. Good to talk to you again. Hope you're doing well this week. We had a little bit of a snag with some of the shows in the middle of this week. You may be wondering why John Gabrielson's episode of the County 10 Podcast that was supposed to come out Tuesday came out Wednesday. We had a little bit of an issue with our website, but hopefully you get to check that out. Today, we're excited to have local artist Robert Martinez on the show with us. Robert has painted some amazing murals across Fremont County. I'm sure you've seen some of these. He just had a big project at the Riverton Branch Library. He's been all over the country doing art shows where he represents Fremont County and the state of Wyoming at these art shows, and he's also got some really cool merchandise and new paintings coming out. So I'm really excited to chat with Robert Martinez. It's really cool to shed some light on how many talented and just diverse people we have in this county that are talented at so many different things in different areas of life. So Robert is our guest today. I'm excited to chat with him in just a couple of moments. Also want to let you know on the top two, since we didn't have a show that came out on Tuesday on the County 10 Podcast, we will have a Friday show this week so we can get to our four shows. And tomorrow we'll have a news update with County10.com reporter Amanda Faring. Amanda has been to a couple of big meetings with a couple controversial issues. There's some law enforcement activity across town too. So we'll talk all about that tomorrow on the County 10 Podcast with her. Want to thank our great friends at Rendezvous Dental who make the County 10 Podcast possible every single day. Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett are two of my favorite people. Their staff are phenomenal over there too. They use the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. I say that every show it seems like, but they really do. They go out and find the latest in dentistry. They use big city equipment, but they still treat you like your friendly neighborhood dentist at Rendezvous Dental. If you've got kids, make sure to sign them up for a teeth cleaning. And if they don't have cavities, they get entered in the No Cavity Club over there. They've got some really exciting things coming up with a move into a new building that's still a few months away. You may see the construction at North 8th West and Sunset. Currently, they're at 312 North 8th West in Riverton. They've got a great facility there, too. But we'll keep you up to date with all the changes Rendezvous Dental's got coming up. They've already got top-of-the-line, state-of-the-art techniques and technology over there in their existing building, and they're moving into an even better space. So now is the time while they're accepting new patients at Rendezvous Dental. And as always, follow them on Facebook and Instagram. They do a great job there. County 10 Podcast also made possible by our great friends at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. They're at 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. So back to school time, fall wardrobe season in full force, and that's certainly a reason to go check out Bells and Bows. Maybe you've got an event coming up that you need a fresh new outfit for. Maybe there's a birthday or an anniversary coming up. Guys, I'm looking at you because I think that your lady may like a gift card over there to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique to go check out some of the new clothes, the home decor. They've got all kinds of great stuff, and it's surprising when you walk in there just how much they have. 258 Main Street, they've got a really cool logo. I'm sure you can see the sign there in beautiful downtown Lander. Go check them out. If you haven't ever stopped in before, say, hey, I heard about it on the County 10 Podcast, just wanted to check it out. They've got two new lines of clothing, including Foil, which uses a New Zealand wool. It's a merino wool. Bells and Bows crew say it's the softest wool they've ever felt. They've got a new fall line called Tribal. It's from the clothing brand Tribal in there, too. And they've always got those Kimes Ranch brand jeans, which last 2 to 3 times longer than your normal pair of jeans. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. Like Bells and Bows on Facebook. Robert Martinez, local artist, joins us in just a moment.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Fuller, and I'm the host of the new podcast on the 10Cast Network, Dead and Gone in Wyoming. Every month, we tell the stories of mysterious murders and disappearances from across this remarkable state's history. Coming up this month on Episode 2 of Dead and Gone in Wyoming, it's a real-life catch-me-if-you-can as a Lander murder suspect leads police on a nationwide manhunt. And the story of Wyoming justice delayed, but not denied. A cautionary tale for anyone who thinks they may have committed the perfect murder. Subscribe to Dead and Gone in Wyoming for free on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, or listen through county10.com.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm just going to level with you. Scott and his show Dead and Gone in Wyoming getting real close to 2,000 listens on each episode. We're right there. We just need a few more listens. So if you haven't caught Dead and Gone in Wyoming yet, find that through your favorite podcast app. Subscribe to it if you don't mind. And you can also listen to it at 10cast.county10.com or find the link on our Facebook page at 10cast. Really good, well-produced show. Episode number 2 may be a little bit more detailed and PG-13 content than episode 1 was. There's some fun history in episode 1, but go check out episode 1 if you haven't listened yet. Give it a chance. Even if you don't think you're a true crime fan, I think these mysteries will be interesting, and they've got a local twist to them for sure. Scott will have a new episode of Dead and Gone in Wyoming coming out here in just a couple weeks. He may be a little delayed. He's spending a week in Colorado at a wedding, but we'll cut him a little bit of slack, I guess, there, and let you know when episode 3 is due out. County 10 podcast being made possible by our good friends at Elevate Shoulder to Hand Therapy. They're at 4th and Main in Lander. If you have any kind of issues with your hands, with your limbs, if they don't work as well as they used to, maybe you have a work injury, maybe you've got some tingling there, go check out Elevate Rehab Shoulder and Hand Therapy. They offer specialized orthopedic, physical, and occupational therapy with their 2 certified hand therapists on staff. You've got to have 4,000 hours of hand and limb training before you can become a certified hand therapist, so nobody's going to know more about your issues with your hands and limbs than these guys. You can check out all the details on their Facebook page or search Elevate Rehab. There's a link in our show notes. Elevate Rehab, shoulder to hand therapy, 4th and Main and Lander. They're right next to the Verizon store there. Really, really great team. Thank them for being a part of the County 10 podcast. And please go do yourself a favor. If you've got any issues with your hands, your limbs, go get it checked out, because I think these folks can really help you. Robert Martinez is with us in the Porter's 10cast studio. Mr. Martinez, how are you?
Good. Hi, everybody. Good to be here.
Yeah. So for folks that don't know you, a couple bullet points on your background. Where are you from originally, and how'd you get into art?
I'm from the Wind River area. I'm from Riverton. I've been here for most of my life, barring a few years in college and then a sojourn in Seattle. But yeah, I've been here the rest of the time and been a professional artist for 22 years. I graduated Riverton High School in 1994. I got 4 scholarships for art there, but I decided to go to Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design. I graduated Riverton when I was 17, graduated Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design at 19.
Wow.
Becoming the youngest Native American to graduate there at the time. I don't know if that's still a thing or not, but.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. When did you know you wanted to be an artist? Was it pretty early on?
Yeah, it was pretty early on. Probably early teens, somewhere around there. I figured that's what I wanted to do. Didn't think that was what I was going to be able to do. But yeah, it was somewhere around there.
Yeah. Do you remember maybe your first big project or the first piece of art that sold, or you have a story about one of the first times you realized that I could do this for a living?
Well, the first one that I sold was right out of high school. Yeah. To the vice principal at the time, Mr. Smith. He bought a fairly large, pen and ink, hawk, I believe, for a couple $100. So that felt pretty good. And then of course I went on to art school, and it's been a few things since then. You know, I did the mural on Main Street. Most people are familiar in Riverton of. There's the other mural just across from the Trailhead Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And then I did a series of murals at the Fremont County School District 38 Arapaho School.
Very cool. For folks that I'm sure most people that are listening have seen those around town, but can you kind of describe your art? What are some of the influences? What if people are looking for artwork specifically, what do they get from Robert Martinez?
The murals are a little bit different than what I do now. What I do now is contemporary and Native and Western artwork. I take themes of past and present and mash them up and put them in one piece. So you'll see things like cowboys taking selfies or natives with sunglasses or things of that nature. And I paint with bright colors, airbrushed acrylic, and then I go over it with thin oil glazes. Almost makes it like a candy apple paint job on a car. That's how it's so bright.
I ask like musicians and people from other areas of artistic talent what their influences were. Do you as artists have other influences and other artists that you look up to? Is there somebody maybe professionally or locally that influenced you?
Yeah. My family history and my heritage definitely influenced me. I'm part of the Northern Arapaho tribe, and of course I'm also Chicano. So those are heavy influences on my artwork. But as far as my contemporaries or other artists that I look up to or that influence me, yeah, there's a ton of them. They're all living. They're all people that I talk to and see on a regular basis. Artists like John Pepion, Ben Peace, Lewis Still Smoking, Lauren Monroe, Bunky Echo Hawk, Brent Learned, George Levi. I mean, there's just a ton of them. Dwayne Wilcox, Don Montalo, Jackie Savior, Bruce Cook. There's a ton of great contemporary Native artists out there that unfortunately don't get the attention or acclaim that they deserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things you were in the news locally for recently was a mural project at the Riverton Branch Library. How did that come about?
They put out a call to artists, and as a kid, I had spent quite a bit of time at the Riverton Library. It was one of those places I could always go and find something to read and something to do. So I spent quite a bit of time there. They had a small budget, which was an issue, let me put it that way. But I figured, you know, I could donate some of my time to help with that. It will leave a lasting impact on the library, something that I wanted to give back to. So I created a couple of images, and I sent them a preliminary concept, and they loved it. And then they couldn't find funding.
Uh-huh.
So I worked with them some more, and after about 2 years, we finally got the funding for the image the way they wanted it, and it just went up, and people seem to really, really like it.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks really great, and I encourage anybody to stop by and see that as well as your other works. I know you've been all over the region. Where have you done art shows recently? Is there too many to name?
Wow, yeah. This year's been a heck of a year for Robert Martinez and the art circuit. I've been to Hawaii this year. I've been to Alaska twice. For our shows, I go around the nation. So Santa Fe is a big one. L.A. I usually go to. I just got back from Montana, Bozeman. I usually go up to Great Falls in the spring. So, yeah, I'm all over.
Another one with sort of a local connection, too. You were in Cody for a while, right, at the Buffalo Bill Museum?
Right. I did an artist in residence there this week at the Center of the West. They were kind enough to give my contemporaries in the Creative Indigenous Collective and I a group show last year. And then this year they asked me back for an artist in residence, so that was great. They've also collected a few of my works for their permanent collection, which is awesome.
Sure. Do you have a favorite piece that you've done? Is it like naming a favorite child, kind of?
Well, my favorite piece is always the one that I'm working on.
Sure.
And then when I'm done, I move on to the next piece.
Yeah. So. We talked about your inspirations, but how much do you draw from Fremont County? What you see around here, does that inspire you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. We here in the Wind River country, we have a specific mindset and a specific kind of person that we are, so that definitely influences the issues I choose to maybe speak out or the imagery I choose to use. For instance, the mural in the Riverton Library has two main themes: the working Western person depicted by a working cowboy on a bucking horse, and then of course the Native half, which is the depiction of a yellow calf smiling there. So it's a huge influence on my work.
Yeah. When you go to these shows, these big time shows in Santa Fe or LA or elsewhere, what kind of reaction do you get when you tell people you're from Central Wyoming?
Well, most of those shows are familiar with natives anyway, so it's not as big as a reaction as some of the non-specific, non-native specific shows, let me put it that way. If I go to somewhere like New York, which I have shown, and they're like, wow, you know, what's in Wyoming? How do you get around? You know, they automatically assume it's the old romanticized West that you see in the movies. But
yep.
Usually most of the other shows, they're pretty up on things.
Cool. Hobbies away from art when you're not making artwork. What do you do?
I like to read. I like to get out in the Wind River Country and fish and hunt. And, you know, I like shooting. And I just don't seem to get to very much anymore. Well, I'm always traveling or working.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Most importantly here, where can we find your artwork, more details on you? If somebody's looking for a print or something, where would you suggest they go to?
You can find me on my website, martinezartanddesign.com. On social media, I'm on Facebook, Martinez Art and Design, or Robert Martinez Artist. Look that up. And then on Instagram, Robert Martinez Artist.
Cool. Anything on the horizon coming up that you're working on you can tease at this point, or just wait and see?
Lots of stuff coming up. I'm actually going to be going to the Utah Indian Art Market here in October. Washkey Museum Quick Draw in November, that's in Warland. And I hope, and this might be too tentative, but I hope we can get another Quick Draw running again here in Riverton in the spring.
Yeah, that'd be really great. Anything I missed that we need to plug or you got going on?
No, I think that's it.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
He is Robert Martinez. If you get the opportunity to check out his artwork, I cannot recommend it enough. We'll post some of those links he talked about in our show notes so you can go check out his artwork. He's got an entire line of really clever local t-shirts that I should have let him describe it, but they're vintage style t-shirts but with a modern twist, and you just got to go see what I'm talking about because I can't describe it as well as he could have. But Robert Martinez, if you get the chance to support him or any other local artist in Fremont County, I would certainly encourage you to go do that. He's representing Wyoming in a lot of different respects right now. I want to run down a few events. There's still a few things going on across Fremont County this weekend. The 79th annual One-Shot Antelope Hunt Festivity begin today in Lander. We'll do our best to keep you up to date with all the happenings and the big winners at county10.com. Our good friends at the Riverton Museum hosting an exhibit tonight on the history of uranium in Fremont County. Zach Larson from the Rediscover the Winds podcast will be the host of that. That starts at 6:30, and of course the Riverton Museum at 700 East Park Avenue in Riverton. Also, assuming you're listening to this the day it was released, which is Thursday the 19th, the Du Bois Farmers Market is back tonight from 4 to 6 o'clock at Nostalgia Bistro. 7th annual Bam Bam Run Like Bighorn 10K Trail Fun Run is coming up this Saturday in Lander, Saturday the 21st, starting at 7 a.m. Also coming up this weekend, the Wind River Wild Horse Sanctuary's Wild Horse and Burro Adoption. More details on all of those events at county10.com. If you've got stuff going on you want to let us know about, or if you just want to reach out and say, hey, maybe you've got a podcast question, maybe you want to host a podcast, let us know. 10cast@county10.com. That's the number 10cast@county10.com. Please like 10cast on Facebook and Twitter if you haven't done so yet. Go check out Robert Martinez's artwork and have a great rest of your Thursday across Fremont County. We'll get a news update with reporter Amanda Faring tomorrow. I want to thank your friends again at Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy, Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells & Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.